This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to the Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. For hanging in with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Retired General Paul Vallely will join me after the break. And I didn't beat him up, but, you know, I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's going on with the White House. I want him to tell me what his buddies are telling him. Are we going to make it? Is Trump going to make it? What are they doing to him for real? I love these stories you see coming across the Facebook. You know, Trump is being held hostage in the White House. Really? How do you get to Texas then? Come on, if you guys are going to put out fake news, you should at least have it make sense. Have the timing right on it. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe that was a lookalike, an imposter. That was it. Did you know that Americans were paying more in taxes than for food and clothing? Ponder that for a second. But head up to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate. But you don't have to. You don't have to hate it at all. You just have to understand it. And then you'll see why the left hates it and why they have to call it hate. But you're going to have to go there and read it to find out. Now, Americans spend more money on taxes than they did on food and clothing, according to some data released this week for 2016. Now, it's an assessment of consumer expenditures, and it comes right from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is a right-wing think tank, right? No. Showed the average bill for federal, state, and local taxes was $10,489 a year. I wish. By comparison, Americans spent just around $9,000 for food and clothes, with most of the money going towards food. Now, CNS News first pointed out the findings. While it may not come to a surprise that American households are shelling out to Uncle Sam so much money, the data showed, guess what? You ready for this? It's been rising sharply over the last few years, taking the biggest uptick when George W. Bush, was Bush president in 2013? Oh, no, that was Oblamo. That's right. Okay. Because he always blamed it on Bush, so I just naturally assumed anytime you see something like this, it's got to be George W.'s problem, fault, whatever. Yeah, it's infuriating. According to the BLS, federal income taxes rose from $5,700 to $8,300 in that period. State and local income taxes rose from 1.6 or 1,600 to 2,000. The stats come as President Trump prepares to pressure Congress to pass tax reform. These numbers need to be plastered all over the place. Now, come on, think about it. People need to, you know, they're already seeing it, they're always feeling it, but most people don't, come on, they don't pay attention. All they know is they ain't got as much money in their paycheck. That's all they know. And if you live in California, it's going to get worse over the next few years. They're going to pull more money out because you have to pay more money for the health insurance they're going to force on you. Don't forget cap and trade. So that means that these companies that do delivery services, they're just screwed. Between ACA, or between the single payer for California, between the higher tax that California is levying on everybody, and these other regulations coming down the pike, they're not going to be able to stay in business. They're going to have to fire some people to hang out. Now, again, these stats came through as Trump prepares to pressure Congress to pass tax reform, but you're already hearing from them they're not going to give him what he wants. And the beauty is they're not going to be able to walk away from this one. Because he's there, he's screaming, you were supposed to have a new health care program ready to go. I have a pen, I'm still waiting. And think about that. He puts it all on them. And they're so dull that they think they can put it back on him when they go to run. They're going to get spanked when they go to run. He's going to hand their heads to them. Goes on to say that enormous complexity is very unfair, the president said. It disadvantages ordinary Americans who don't have an army of accountants while benefiting deep-pocketed special interests. He's right. We have, slash had, a great business accountant who helped us tremendously year after year after year. And there are others out there just as good, if not better. You can't go to the, we'll charge you $25 to fill in your form, people, and expect them to save you all kinds of money. It's just not going to happen. According to the BLS, the largest expense for Americans in 2016 was on housing. The average consumer spent almost $19,000 during the year just for their housing expenses. Jeez, I wish. Again, I wish. Look, it's got to scare you. You've got to bring this stuff up. We post these stories later on, but you've got to tell people about this. People are not aware. They don't understand what they're paying, why they're paying what they're paying. You know, it's, what is it, that frog in the hot water thing? So they don't really get it. It doesn't really hit home for them until they actually go to pay a bill they've always been able to pay for years, and all of a sudden there's no money. I was hoping to get to this George Soros story, where Georgie's kid, Alex, actually sat down and had some coffee with the Schumeister. Yeah, him and Schumann look like... Schumer, sorry. They look like they're having a really good time at a coffee shop. We will talk about that here in the future. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, that's right, retired General Paul Valley joins us. You're going to learn for real what's happening in North Korea and other places. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Welcome to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do. So much appreciate the time you're spending with me and engaging in conversation, engaging others in conversation as well. General Paul Vallely, he's been on the show plenty of times. If you're new to the show, he's a retired military general, and he has got his finger on the pulse of what's happening in the Middle East. He's been to Syria many times. He's been to Afghanistan many times, and he's got plenty of allies and friends there. Also have friends and allies here locally, or when I say locally, here. Or in D.C. in those places. So he knows what's going on as well in the White House. I hope you enjoy him as much as I do. Well, let me welcome my guest, retired General Paul Vallely, on the line with me. And I love when he's on. We get so much insight, and he uses plain simple English so we understand what he's talking about. General, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me.
Thanks, Joe. Always enjoyed doing your show. You have a great program.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, you know, I'm not a conspiracy guy. I'm not one of those guys, you know, I get these emails every day about what the government's doing, the secrets they're keeping. And I'm saying, really? You think the government can keep these kind of secrets? Seriously? But this deep state thing now, it's starting to resonate with me. It's starting to take hold of me because I look at what's going on in and around the White House, in the Trump administration, the people that seem to be able to hang on, and the people that are being driven out. Enlighten us. Give us a picture of what's going on there in the White House with this so-called deep state group.
Well, it's in all of our governments. It's not only at the federal level, but it's the state and local levels as well. And all I can say is the deep state establishment is alive and well. But it's a major challenge, even though Trump has and the departments have removed quite a few people. You've got labor laws. You've got all these things that the Congress has passed over the years to protect federal government workers. You have a number of political appointees that have not been approved yet, which would be those positioned in these different departments in the executive branch that would be more effective, if they were there on the job. So a lot of things are working. I would say that, 8 months now, it may take years to drain the swamp of the alligators in the states. But they're working on it, so we'll see what happens.
But should we be concerned? You know, you got the guys like Bannon and Gorka and what have you that have been pushed along. And now Bannon, in his case, because I got an understanding of what he does and the power that he has, I mean, he could do a lot of good for the president, I believe, at Breitbart, if that's what he's doing.
Oh, absolutely, and he's smart. I'll be meeting with him in a couple of weeks. I'm going to Washington, but... Steve's a lot like I am, and Seb Gorka, who I know very well. We work better out of the box and get more things done, so to speak. Once you're in that box in the White House, and the bureaucracy is wedged in there around you, it's tough to operate like you can operate and get things done. So I think Seb Gorka and Steve will do much better on the outside helping Trump, and they will do that. Mm-hmm. But it's... they didn't clean the White House out. There was still part of the deep state in the White House, Obama supporters that were still there and not removed. And then you've got people like General McMaster's, we're not sure about General Allen right now. But, there's so many things going well on the economic side, business, the borders, deregulation, lots of positive things going on at the federal level, and, the biggest problem seems to be in the national security team, as well as within the White House. So, but Trump's got to solve that. That's up to him to get this done. And, he didn't have a big background in national security. His forte was business.
Right.
And so he's had to trust a number of people that have come into the us there. And many of us are not happy with General McMaster, as I said, and his ideas. So more will happen probably in the next 30 days, so we'll see.
Let me ask you, in your opinion, because I know that you don't have a crystal ball either, but in your opinion, who does he have close to him, President Trump, that he can really trust and rely on to tell him the truth, to tell him truly what he needs to do?
Well, I think you have a number of the... people in the different departments, like Mnuchin at Treasury, I think we'll level up with him. I think Perry at Energy, Carson at HUD, Tom Price, at EPA, and I'm really impressed with our United Nations ambassador. I think she's just doing a terrific job.
I love her.
You could say, 80% of them have been very, very good choices and are performing very well that he can count on. But there's that 20% that have caused these problems in and around the White House. I'm not even sure about General Mattis anymore.
Really? Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff I'm getting out of the Pentagon. But, Like I tell everybody, I was an unconventional general. A lot of people didn't like me for that, in special operations, and especially the conventional generals. They work in a box. It's like General McMaster, who's a tanker. He worked inside of a closed tank a lot of his career. But not to put him down, but we're not happy yet, because one of the things he doesn't understand is the caliphate, Sharia law, and the threat coming from the radical Islam.
Right.
Just doesn't get it or doesn't want to get it.
Well, some, and you know as well as I do, some of them are afraid as to what's going to happen on the other side, because they're not just out in the battlefield. Now they're getting the crap of what's going on around them as well. Which, and you know, this situation with the Trump talking about the transgenders. And I did a show on that, not based on the fact that it's a sexual orientation that I agree or disagree with, but on the medical side of it. When you look at all the things that can keep you out of the armed services, all the things that can keep you in a desk job, they're expecting them to take this and just run with it like it's no big deal. So, you know, I got to ask you, in all your years of service, I mean, can this be? I don't want you to have to say yes, it's an issue. Is this an issue? Can this be an issue? Is this something they should give some serious consideration to holding back on?
What, the transgender issue?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, social engineering doesn't belong in the military.
I
had enough problems with the gays and showers and problems in the barracks. I mean, the gays have been around a long time. But it's like the straight people, you know, keep it to yourself. I'm not really interested in what the hell they do or don't do.
Right.
So, but don't make it a social engineering project in the military. We have to train our men and women to fight to secure America. It's not just not compatible in some situations.
Yeah.
It creates a lot of problems.
I agree with you.
I was one of... Go ahead.
We got to go for a quick commercial. We'll be back in a minute. I want to hit on that a little bit more because it's, you know, we want to teach these guys how to break and kill. We don't want to teach them, you know, how to act around certain groups. We'll be back in a minute. I am Joe Messina, host. Don't go far. You're going to miss it. Got a great interview in the next two segments. Not that this one wasn't great. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-7 love technology. 855-732-5562. Let's get back at it because I know you want to listen to him and not me, General Paul Valley. Okay, we're back at it again. Let me just bring him right on because I don't want to waste any of his time. Retired General Paul Valley is on the line with me and talking about some of the things going on in the Middle East, here in America, and around our president. Again, General, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So,
thank you, Joe.
I don't want to turn this into me being a sexual against a certain sexual orientation or what have you, but it's something I always tell people. It's like the military should not be subjected to any kind of social, as you said, social experiments, because you know we're so worried about how they're going to act around a certain group that we really need to be training them to be ready for combat, not ready to figure out who's going to use what shower when and how. Right?
No, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. You know, as the liberal progressive has infiltrated in the Pentagon and other places and bring this social agenda into the military and armed forces when we should be training for battle and support all of the different branches that we have, Army, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, the Navy, and so on. You know, I mean, even I was involved in appointing one of the first women to West Point back, I think it was 1976. The women are doing a fantastic job in a lot of areas. And women have always been in our armed forces, if you go back in history, either as nurses or medical corps. But the women are doing great. But one of the problems Navy had, as soon as they put them on the ships, and the pregnancy rate just kept increasing, and it is today. So that's a problem. You see, when you put men and women together in combat, and a lot of things happened that we've had instances with the gays in the showers. Not overly, but a percentage. But we just don't need that kind of activity. Be who you are, and that's fine, but don't flaunt it. And we don't need group sessions of taking time on our ships and in the different units, spending all this time trying to indoctrinate all of the troops on this social engineering stuff when they should be training. It's just, it's not compatible.
No, we just want to break stuff. We want to break stuff. Look, let's get to Let's get to the Republicans that are backing or slash not backing President Trump. I mean, I'm not surprised. Okay, I'm not. You and I have talked about this in the past. I am not surprised. There's a lot of spineless Republicans there with him. I am amazed, though, at how quickly they scatter like a bunch of cockroaches when you turn a light on, when anything hard comes about. And not that they have to defend every word out of his mouth, but they should be supporting his agenda. They should be behind him and supporting the basic agenda he's got. Are you surprised or amazed at how many of them are turning tail and running on him?
Well, for one, I was a Republican, but I'm not anymore. I resigned, will not belong to any political party ever for the rest of my life. I'm not even sure we need political parties anymore because they're so biased. And
Washington didn't want them. Washington thought they were dangerous. So,
Well, the Republicans are a big disappointment. McConnell and Ryan, the two leaders, just totally disappointed. They're very weak leaders. They can't get anything done, don't want to get anything done to help this president. So you got 435 members of Congress. I challenge anybody, name five of really strong warrior-type representatives out there who stand for America and stand for everything that we've developed. You know, who's standing up for our history right now? They're letting them tear down all these statues all over the place. Ridiculous. Our country is broken, as far as I'm concerned. The legislative branch is broken, can't get anything done. Trump is trying to do the best he can, like Obamacare and the tax bills and all of that, fixing a lot of things that people, for the most part, probably don't even know or understand how much he has done. But then you got a broken judicial system, so many judges who are political activists. We're in bad shape, and if we don't correct this with the anti-fascist groups now out there, the Black Lives Matter groups are being funded by Soros. There's going to be a big march, I guess, in a couple weeks from Charlottesville to Washington. That's going to be a big thing. But we have governors and mayors not doing their job. We have very senior police that are backing down and not enforcing the law. And God love most of our policemen because they are good, but they're not good. So we've got real problems, Joe.
Look at down in
where we are.
Look at down in Texas. You got the Houston mayor who said, he didn't want to tell people to leave because of, the problems it causes. They get stuck in their car for hours. Like, really, you're such a genius. Why don't you go to the real, emergency response people who've been doing this for years, who understand how to make it work, and say, look, what do you guys think, and how do we get them out of here? God forbid you should use all the brain cells God gave you or something. I don't know.
Hey, by the way, FEMA's doing an outstanding job under Trump's leadership now. They're just doing remarkable. And Governor Abbott, I'm very impressed with the way they're handling this massive flooding and evacuations under the circumstances. I think they're doing just a terrific job, and it's going to take years to rebuild Houston and these other places. It's just horrible.
It is, and he's got to be doing an okay job when you think about the fact that the only thing they have to complain about is that Melania wore pumps or high heels or stilettos or whatever they were complaining about to get on Air Force One, right? They really couldn't pick on anything.
Yeah, she had them, and then she changed shoes once she got down there. Big deal. See, that's so narrow they are.
Brain dead.
Their brains.
I love it. Okay, let's get on to something a little bit more serious and something that a lot of people are concerned about. I don't know how they got this far. Let's talk about North Korea, which I am actually for. I may start a petition for this. I want to turn it into the fifth Great Lake. Okay, I think we can do that. We've got the bombs and the missiles to do that. But let's talk about the little guy out there in North Korea. And I think he's dangerous. Other people have told me, you don't have to worry about him. But I am surprised, knowing what he's got, knowing how whacked he is, I am surprised that China won't step in.
Well, North Korea is a client state of China. Trump is trying to negotiate with President Su and have him take action, and we haven't seen any progress by China at all. The fact they just sent a missile over Japan, and so I know the Trump administration, our Defense Department, the fleets, as well as the Japanese and Koreans, with the different systems we have, that we have to, if there's another launch towards Japan or Guam, then if it's a hot launch, we've got to attack and take out that launch on the ground or during the launch phase, because it is an act of war what they're doing. And so if they're going to up the ante over there in North Korea, then we have to be on top of it. But we're watching them 24 hours a day. We know what they're doing. Basically, he's surrounded. If he does anything stupid, yeah, there's going to be people killed. But basically, his regime will be done in 60 minutes.
Do we? I know I probably shouldn't even ask this question, but should we? Do we have the ability to take that thing out once it leaves the launching pad? Because you know, you hear.
Yes,
we do. Okay.
Yes, we have 95% success rate. It's like a bullet. It's not 100%, but the THAAD system. Very reliable, very high performance, as well as the Aegis system on our ships, AEGIS. And we've been testing them and taking down from Vandenberg, just north of you, a lot of launches that have come out down towards the islands that have been intercepted and taken down by these systems. So not 100%, but I would say 90-95% accurate.
There was a
report. Can't ask for more than that.
But there was a reporter on the air the other day, I got to tell you. And I'm listening to him talk, and he's talking about these missile launches. And he says, you know, America's been doing A, B, C, and D. And he says that the only problem is they've only been able to work 50% of the time. And if they launch, you know, two missiles at the same time to each other, it's almost impossible to hit. And I'm thinking, why don't you just go over to North Korea and sit with the that head freak and tell him that we've only had 50% and you know this is why are you announcing this? What is wrong with these media people? But hey,
yeah.
we got to hit a quick break and you can respond to that, and then I want to talk a little bit about ISIS and what's going on in the Middle East, because again, there's so much of this other news going on, there's so much beating on Trump that we're not getting any real information on what's happening in the Middle East. Oh, I love having General on a regular basis because he just does such a great job laying everything out for us. I mean, seriously, now, so we're clear. He's not, because some of you have written to me, he's not an active general, but he still has the connections. He's been to Syria a gazillion times. He's been to Afghanistan. He has people, have you heard, that call him from the Pentagon. I'm Joe Mussini, host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're going to finish this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that. I really do mean that. I appreciate the time you spend with me. And now you got about 3,000 other shows you could be involved with, but you've chosen this one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Retired General Paul Valley joins us, as he does from time to time on the show. I always appreciate the insight that he has, and frankly, the connections he has to be able to get the information we need. We know what's going on in the White House. I don't believe he pulls any, he definitely doesn't pull any punches or play any games, and I really appreciate his candor with us. So we're going to finish it. You know, I spent a few more minutes on the phone with him. I want you to hear what he had to say and take notes. You're getting real information. Take notes. I'm back with General Paul Valley. Love having him on the show. We get a really good feel for what's going on around the world when it comes to, you know, America's presence and how we're perceived. And before I get back into it, General, first of all, I always appreciate when you're on with me. I really do appreciate you taking your time to be on the show with me. I really do. So,
thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. North Korea, we're talking about North Korea, and part of that is you made a comment before we went to break, was that we're going to have to act. We're going to have to act against them in some way, shape, manner, or form, and maybe not directly
right.
against them, but you're saying taking down their missiles.
No, directly
launchers.
Against them.
What's that?
No, directly against them.
Okay, so how is that going to drag in, or what do you think China will do in that event? Because China's already said they would protect them, have they not?
I don't think they'll do anything.
Really? Okay.
No.
All right. They concern me because I don't trust them. I don't trust the Chinese.
Right. They have a lot to give up financially in their trade with the United States. And they know North Korea is a nemesis. But I think if that regime goes by the wayside, they would be more than happy to get a new regime in, and it'll even be good for the area if they can reunify South and North Korea again.
What about Japan and some of the other smaller countries around there? What if they put a lot of pressure on us? Because we're supposed, by treaty, we're supposed to protect Japan, are we not?
Well, no, we work with them. We have the joint headquarters in Japan. We have a full headquarters over there, as well as a full headquarters headed by a four-star in Korea. They have conference calls every day or two or three times a week. They have strategy meetings and briefings on what would be used against North Korea. And it's what they call the escalation ladder, Joe. If North Korea does this, then this is what we do. If they do this, this is what we do. As you go up the ladder, then it gets closer to nuclear war. You see at the top of the ladder, if you can picture that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's called an escalation ladder.
Yeah. I'm amazed at what is going on. And I believe, you'd know better than I would, but I believe the reason we're in such a shambles in the Middle East, you know, in Europe, our relationship with Russia and North Korea and what have you, all of this is because of the prior administration. And they've allowed this to grow. They've allowed these people to take advantage of us because they don't think we're going to do anything. And now with President Trump, I don't know the man. I want to make sure he doesn't move too quickly, though. You know, push this. Look at what's going on with Russia right now. I mean, I know that you've visited.
Russia's just looking at us and laughing at it, seemingly what they call our idiotic politics. Yeah, Russia's getting a kick out of this.
I don't blame them.
Like I said, we're not going to solve much in the Middle East unless we work with Russia. Russia's solidly guiding what's happening in Syria right now.
Uh-huh.
Netanyahu's been meeting with Putin on the southern Syria border, where they're changing the geographics there. Of course, that border's right on the Golan Heights and Israel. U.S. Air sorties just took out anywhere from 50 to 70 vehicles of ISIS members and families moving across southern Syria, trying to get to Lebanon. Lebanon's come out and said they would take them, and basically we said in the last 24 hours, no, they're not going to get through and live again. So you've got a lot of things happening up with northern Iraq and northern Syria. They're still trying to neutralize Raqqa and Dhalafar, the other city up there. And so basically, as I found out when I had a meeting with the Middle East people back in March in Moscow, that ISIS would be done in the Levant by the end of this year, and that's what's happening.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to ask you. It was one of my questions about them, because we're not hearing what's happening. We're not hearing what's going on. And I don't know if that's by...
You have to go to Russian television. Go to RT TV. You'll find out. They're the only ones covering it.
Well,
Channel 280 on Dish.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's really funny, because I've been on RT a couple of times with a couple of their commentators, and it's always, I always get a kick out of where they're at with things. But you're right. They're pretty much reporting everything that's going on over there.
Yeah, they're the only ones doing investigative reporting. Fox sure isn't. None of ours. They don't do investigative reporting. All they do is pass on what they read in the Washington Post or New York Times or what some other host said on a television show. All they do is quote each other.
Yeah.
No. But there's no investigative reporting on. They had a really good one, Catherine Herridge, but they put a lid on her. Fox has really gone downhill. It's terrible.
And fast, too. It's quite amazing to see how quickly they went down. But
when the Murdoch boys took over, everything changed.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Let's get back to ISIS for a second, though. We're gonna wipe out ISIS. What about the other groups like Al-Qaeda and the Taliban? You know, are we going to be able to keep a lid on them as well, or will they grow back into it?
Well, we is everybody. We is also all the Middle East countries.
Are they engaging yet?
So it's a we thing. So there's realignments going on in the Middle East, as you know, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Egypt, working with the United States more closely now. NATO should be focused on the European countries and the no-go zones and the number of cells that have crept into Europe. We, as President Trump said in his speech, Pakistan's got to become more involved in the Northwest Territories and getting rid of these sanctuaries for the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and now ISIS is over there.
Right.
India's got to get involved, and it's more of a regional problem now, in my opinion.
Okay. They,
a lot to do by everybody.
Yeah, you got Afghanistan over there that we have to deal with. You know, I hear there's trouble brewing there as well. I mean, it seems like none of these areas can actually get settled and become stable. Am I over-exaggerating? It just seems like it's almost impossible to get these areas stable.
It's tough, yeah. And the rebuild of Syria is going to be a big challenge, and Russia's working now for contracts to restore and rehabilitate Syria. So,
yeah, well, who's going to
lots of stuff going on?
Yeah. It'd be amazing to see who's going to control that or control that area.
But anyhow, we're keeping track of that at Stand Up America. If you go to our website, standupamericaus.org,
yeah,
and our newsletter, we post that every morning. So we're always looking for people to support Stand Up America, you know, by spreading the word and also donating and helping us out, just like you're trying to do in your foundation. So it takes people to getting involved, but it takes money to do things today, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, you're right. And tell people, you know, I got a few minutes left. Tell people a larger scale of what Stand Up America is actually doing in and around the country, in and around the world, actually.
Well, we primarily focus on national security. We have our network in Paris, London, Vienna, Istanbul, where we pretty much keep track. Every day we're fed information from these areas. Also, we have a new associate out of the Ukraine, so he's been keeping me updated on that. But we've been around 10 years, and we've done a lot of things. We're the only ones that have sent teams inside Syria. So our private intel network is active, and that's why we can bring stuff to you and other radio and TV programs, the latest of what we get every day. And you can't count on the media to give you that, but Stand Up America you can count on.
It's real easy to get to. All you have to do is go to standupamericaus.org. That's standupamerica.us.
Right.
I mean us.org. And you'll see all the great
right.
things that you're doing. You can help get involved with
right.
it, you know, financially, and let them know. Let them know that you've been there and that you very much enjoy and appreciate what they're doing. Again, General, I always appreciate your time with me. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Joe, as always.
All right, thank you. Always get inside information from him when he's on with us. We get it pretty straight. Doesn't dance around the issues. And that's really what I like about the guy. That's why I bring him on. I very much enjoy him when he's on the show with me. So if you got any guests, topics, issues that you want me to take on, you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Now, the reality is, you know, it's the end of the week. I hope you guys have had a good time. We're here all week, every night, every day for some of you, 3 hours a day. And I try to take on topics and issues, bring on guests that can actually bring you information that you can use. And you can use with other people, with people you're talking about on other issues. So head up to the website, therealside.com. Help support the show. My book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things they've taught you to hate that you don't have to. Okay, all the labels from the labelers, right? The guys that say that they hate labeling, but they love to label people. All of them. They just don't seem to care. So I give you information on how to combat every one of those. I was talking about this the other night. The very first chapter is absolutes. Absolutely not. Because they don't want you to have any. Because remember something. Once you have an absolute, once there is a right and wrong way to do something, then you're guilty as charged if you do it the wrong way. If you have the information and you choose to do it wrong way, then you're at fault. We don't want any of that, do we? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Have a great and safe weekend. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I want you back here on Monday, and I want you to bring a friend. Really, I do. Have a safe rest of the day.